Mem Tes of Beis, bottom line, Itmar. Okay, so we're speaking now about the concept of an Arev. We finished off the sugya last time, talking about two different types of Arev. There's an Arev, and then there's either an Arev Kablan or a Kablan. Okay, according to most Rishonim, Arev and a Kablan are two different types of guarantors, and the difference is just in the Lashon. So an Arev, he says, I'm an Arev. A Kablan, which is Lashon of Kabbalah, that's Rishonim speak out of here, he's Mekablan himself more. So it's a higher level of Achrayus. So that's what we're going to see in the Gemara today. It's clear that a Kablon is more readily going to be Mechayev himself, and therefore is going to be held accountable more than a regular Arev. Okay, so we sort of think regular Arev is good enough. Other things, Kablon, you need Arev. A Kablon, you need the level of Kablon for. Rashi has a little bit of a different definition. Rashi is a little confusing. Tosfos talks about it. It's Rashi from Mitzvah. Also, Rashi learns that a Kablon is where the Kablon actually received the money from one of the parties, and then he gives it over to the Lovis. So like he's receiving it from the Malav and giving over to the Lovis. It's a little bit more confusing. That's how Rashi was learning. But just to say, Kipshuto, like the other Rishonim, either way, the idea is that the Kablon is taking more Achrayis than an Arev. So says the Gemara, Itmar, Arev Diksuba, Dirbeya Kola Mishtabi. Everybody agrees a regular Arev. I wanted to hear that intro, Ben. I just gave an intro about an Arev and a Kablon. Here I'm recording. Okay, so an Arev Diksuba, everybody holds is Lo Mishtabit. Okay, because again, Arev is a lower level of Achrayis than a Kablam. And a Ksuba, there's less of a reason for it to be Mishtabit, as Rashi says. Number one, we said he's an Arev Baal. And number two, Lav Midi Chasr. Because of the fact that the woman didn't lose out any money, as opposed to, let's say, a Malveh. A Malveh is lending money. So the Malveh stands to lose money. So someone who's coming to protect the Lover really wants to be Mechayim himself because he feels like, you know what, this Malveh just laid out money. Gave away money that he deserves, that money back. By a ksuba, you feel less of an achrayas because the woman, she didn't lose any money, just the dinah, when she gets divorced, she gets money. So if you have two strikes against you, you have an arev, a regular arev, and you have, talking about ksuba sisha, that's for sure not going to work. That's for sure. So that's the mishtabit. Kablan de balchov, the real called mishtabit. The other extreme is when you have a higher level of achrayas, of a kabla, and you're talking about a balchov, where there is a chisar money, chisar money. So there, everybody gives mishtabi. What are the question mark cases? Arev de balchov v'kav niksuv v'pli. There's a machlekes when you have one and one. You have an arev de balchov, so therefore arev is a lower level, but a balchov, since he lost money, there is a reason that the arev is machayev himself. And on the other side, a kavlan and a ksuba, so there, a ksuba, again, there's ksuba be'etzem is less of a reason that he should be machayev, but since he's a kavlan, except the more achrayas, there's more of a tzad. So what's the machlekes of it? There, ikel l'man domer, afal gavtu lesle nichse de loive v'shtabi. So there's a mandom that says that even when the lova has no money at the time of the halva, still the arev will be mishabit. No, I mean the first one. Ikal manda amar afal gav the less le nechzed lova mishabit. Right, the first manda amar holds that even though there's no nechazim lova at the time, will be mishabit. Now, what's the yisrael of having nechazim at the time? So Rashi told us on Amid Beis last week, right, in the Testament Beis. So the person has, if you take a look at Rashi of Masl Isli, Isli Nichse the Loive Bishas Alba, Dikala Memer Alayu Samecha Arev. When the Loive has money at the time, so the Arev is like, okay, I don't mind taking a Chayas because it's probably not going to happen. You know, anybody, the Loive has money to pay it up. So he'll be Samech on that. The Gomer Vishibanav is like, yeah, I'm willing to take the risk because I know that there's a good chance I'm not going to pay it anyway. So he's really willing to be Mishabi himself. Mashenkin, when the Loba doesn't have any money, it's much harder for him to do that, right? It's much less of a reason for him to really be Mishab himself. So in our case, I mean, the Gemara here says the word Loba, I think it applies by the Ksubas Isha as well. Both by the case of the Arv de Balchov and a Kabbalah Ksubas Isha, there's a Mand Omer that says that even when the Loba, meaning either the Loba actually or the man, the husband, doesn't have any Nechasim at the time of the marriage, still he's going to be Mishab himself. Okay, why? Because again, by the Balchov, Arv would be enough. You have the svar that he's mechaser mamon, the malv is mechaser mamon, and by the ksuba we have the fact that he's a kabbal. There's an ikal man. There's another man that says no. Ikal man d'amar e islay mishtabit less elam mishtabit. No, it depends. If the loive, in the case of the baal has money at the time, then the arev will be able, or the kabbal, depending on the case, will be able to mishab himself. Otherwise, he's not going to do it. Let's just finish up in. So it's interesting. The Gemara presented it so far that there are two extreme cases which are clear. And then there are middle cases which are unclear. There's the Arev the Ksuba for sure doesn't work. Kabban the Mal the Balchov for sure does work. Arev, the middle cases are Arev the Balchov and Kabban the Ksuba, those are not clear. And then the Gemara says a halacha. Now, what does the Gemara say? Halacha v'ilchos that bekulu afgav the lesle mishtabed bar ve'arv deksuba. Dafgav the lesle, dafgav the lesle lo mishtabed. My taima mitzvu da'avid ve'lo midi chasra. So the Gemara comes even more. The Gemara says halacha lemaisa. Even though we were unclear already about the case of arev v'balchov and kalbim gesuba, the Gemara says all the cases work. In other words, the arev will be mishabed himself. The arev of the kalbim, prospectively, will be mishabed themselves in every case, except for an arev deksuba. When you have an Arev de Ksuba, right, which wasn't even the discussion before, right? Before we wanted to know about Arev, Balchov, and Kalban de Ksuba. Now we're saying all those cases which we thought were unclear are totally fine. Halacha l'maisa, all those cases work. Except the only case that doesn't work now is one that wasn't even discussed, which is the Arev of, again, Arev of a Ksuba, which is the least of the reasons he was Meshavah, so everything going against him, right? Now, why is that? So, even though Avagav the so there, even if he actually has money, even if the husband has money at the time, lo mishdabit. Now, again, why is lo mishdabit? So we already have the reason that he's a regular arev, and it's lo chaser money, right? And now the Gemara adds on another reason: my time mitzu the avid velo midi chasra. So the Gemara adds on besides lo midi chasra, it adds on the fact that he's doing a mitzvah. Now, what does it mean that he's doing a mitzvah? So the pshat is that he feels like, listen, I'm not really, I'm just trying to get them to get married, so it's a good thing what I'm doing, right? I'm working out the marriage. I don't want to be mishad myself. But the Maiso, if you read the Gemara literally, the Gemara comes out that the only time, if you take the both answers of the Gemara, it would come out that the only time that the Arif gets off the hook is if he's an Arif, not a Kaplan, and he's doing a mitzvah, and he's not losing money. So come out, it takes three to tango. But it's a funny thing. The Gemara never was discussing this third aspect. The whole question was the two variables. Now we're throwing in the mitzvah. Taisus top, Taisus in a chanami. In the end of the day, it says that the only time the Arav gets off the hook is when you have both of these. That he's not discussing the case of, I think he means three, in other words, it's Pashut, that if he's a Kabbalah, he's also going to be on the hook. So Taisus is saying, besides being an Arav, the only way he's going to get off the hook is if you have two things going for you. Number one, that it's a mitzvah, and lo chasra. Okay, but if it would be missing one of those times, other Rishonim argue. Other Rishonim say, no, the Iker really was the chasr moment.
Because Rashi points out immediately.
What's the thing? I put Ben on the waiting list. Yes, Ben?
So why what's the point of Arav if he's not Chayav Nayim? If he's not Mishtabit?
Taka doesn't work. That's what we're saying. It doesn't work. I mean, what's the point? It didn't work. A guy says, I'm going to be an Arav. Is that considered serious or not? The din is the guy's not serious, so it doesn't work.
But he just said it, like, anywhere on his
back.
Yeah, like people do all the time. They say things, they don't mean it. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Gemara is saying, Arif doesn't work.
So it's just like all three reasons.
That's what I said at the beginning this year, that a Pashpat and Rishayim is that there's an Arif and a Kabbalah and is the Lashon.
And Tos was, it's all three reasons are necessary?
In order for him to get off the hook. Everybody is on the hook.
And if you learn not like Tos was, it's just that saying it, you're an Arif, it's irrelevant. No one cares at the end of the day. It's just about whether it's a mitzvah and the person is losing. Whether you said you're an Arab as opposed to a Kaplan, no one cares. There's no nafkamina.
You're still going to be chayav, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I didn't know. Don't, to say that there's no nafkamina is not true. Because the Mormon of Abbas has nafkaminas.
There's enough of a nafkamina here.
Yes. The other nafkaminas, can you go directly to the live? Get the others. I don't want to discuss the whole thing about Kaplan. But in terms of being mischayev, there's not going to be nafkamina. There's going to be mishab yourself, not going to be nafkamina.
So why would anyone want to say that he's wanting to be a Kaplan?
He's just because he wants to help his friend out. He wants to help his friend out. Yeah. Why would you ever be an Arif anyway? Why would you ever be an Arif? Why would you do anything? Right? You're trying to help someone. So a Kaplan, because you want to be, you're giving. Right, you want to help someone with bad credit? Yeah. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. Wait, Ben, you had a question?
No, I got
it. Oh, we got it. I said, okay. Amar Ravina. Amar Ravina. So now just to get the flow where we're holding, we start off in the Tesla base at the two dots, trying to figure out what's pshat in the Mishnah, that Ksubas Isha's Bezibar. So right away we had Marzutra, who said, really, it's actually Bevaninus, right? And just that weekend, was one of the questions on the test. It was the question I liked the best. Right? That really, Kumtoi Slafi Marzutra, that the whole Machlaikas, Tanakama, and Rabbi Meir, is only about when there's Yisomim. The Etzem, a Ksubas Isha's Bevaninus, the Shaila would be, when you're clicking from Yisomim, so then Tanakama says, take Zibaris. So come out, Lafi, the first Machlaik, we're up until now, a woman doesn't be'etzem take zibaris. Be'etzem she takes be'enus, but if it's going to be from the assignment, she takes zibaris. Ravina says, Nishtazoi, Amar Ravina, no. Toshma me'ikara de takantin. The ikar takana was like this, that she gets ziburis. That's what Rashi is saying. Misharish tama takana de ktanim b'nei ma ksuba b'ziburis. In other words, the original takana was, why does a woman get ziburis? Because Yosef imasha ish rotzalisa ish rotzalinase. So that was the ikar takana. So he says, and if you're going to tell me, like Marzucha was saying, that the only reason she takes Zibiris is because she's taken from the assignment. So this he says, Hai Mishum Diasmihu. Right? The reason that she takes Zibiris is not because Yosef Masha Ish Retzalisa Isha Retzalinase, but it's because of the assignment. The fact that the Brisa says the reason she takes Zibiris is because of this din of Yosef. The din of Yosef, Meshaish, writes Lisa, that's a raya, not like Marzutra. The Gemara comes out, you have to do Marzutra, you have to attack, it's a shlug up Marzutra. And really, the Ikar Takana is like that, a woman be'etzem takes zibaris. Not that when she has to get knocked down because of you something. Be'etzem, Miksubas Isha, collects only zibaris. Zot the Gemara Vaiter. Amar Marzutra, be'etzem, Rav Nachman, Nishmei, de Rav Nachman. We're back to Marzutra. Shtarchov hayotze al yisomim. If there's a shtarchov that's there out against the yisomim, that means the yisomim will have to pay. Afal pi shekasuv boy, even though it says in the shtar itself, shevach, after shekasuv boy shevach, eno gova elamin aziboris. Even though it says that you're getting from the shevach, you can only be government aziboris. So now what does that mean? And even though, as Rashi says, shehisne imamalve, libos meidis. So the Lashon Shevach means you're taking that you made a deal, you can take the best stuff. Still, even though that's true, so that's that deal obviously has to be honored between the Malva and the Loive. So the Loive is going to have to pay the Malva the best stuff. But if the Loive kicks the bucket, it's going to the Yisoyimim, the din goes like our Mishnah, you only pay Ziburis. So Amar Abaye Teita, I see, I'll bring you a Raya. From where? From Unzer Mishnah. Our Mishnah says this. What does our Mishnah say? Teida, because it says in the Mishnah, the Baal Choyv, Dinei, Bebedinis, Umiyasim, Viziboiris. Right? The din of the Mishnah is that a Baal Choyv normally takes what? Bedinis. What happens when it comes to the assignment? He takes Ziboiris.
Why did he say the first part?
What?
Is the first part wrong?
What about the Nizakin?
About the Baal Choyv. You just care about the assignment.
No, that's the whole point, then. So the Baal Choyv's din, his halacha, is to take from the Bedinis. And even though that's his halacha, but when Yisomim are in the picture, he doesn't get his din. So too over here, says the Bible, we're going to say, like Maharaj Lutra, even though you were supposed to take Idis, even though you're supposed to take Idis, by the Yisomim, you're going to take less. Yeah? That's the whole way. You're going to get knocked down. Yeah? So the Gemara says, so that's a bias taina. Just to speak it out over here, it says, Rashi, Teita, the Lomahani, Tno, Legabi, Yisomim, tonight doesn't work. Because a stam Baal Choyv takes Bedinis. In other words, we know, even without a Tanai, the din of a Baal Choyv is he takes Bedinis. And that doesn't help when it comes to the assignment. So the Tanai is also not going to help. The fact that you made a Tanai, shouldn't be any better than the din that normally goes to the Baal Choyv. The din of the Ikar din of the Baal Choyv changes when it goes to the assignment. So why should your Tanai be any better? You made a Tanai. So Rava has a pasha to tie it back. I'm like, Rava, what do you mean? How could you compare those two cases? Baal Choyv, when you come to a Baal Choyv, you're saying his halacha is to take Bedinis. What does that mean the halacha is? So Rava says, Baal Choyv, dine mi deoraisa bezibiris. Mi ikara, we're talking about the halacha. You have to figure out, what are we talking about? Deoraisa derabanan. On a deoraisa level, a Baal Choyv takes only zibiris. And this is what we've been quoting since the beginning of the parak. This is the din of Ula. That a Baal Choyv means the Raisa takes Mizirai. In the first Mishnah, we said, Idis, Bein, and Ziboris. You have to figure out which are the Raisa, which are the Rabbanan. Right? So we spoke about in the beginning that Nezek is a din de Raisa. But Baal Choyv, it's not. The din of a Baal Choyv is that he takes Midiraisa Ziboris. He takes the worst, says Ula. Okay, the Ula Dama, Ula Dvar Torah, Baal Choyv, Ziboris. Shenemar, Bachutz Tamon, Va'ish, V'goymer. The Pasuk says when you're taking a mashka from somebody, so you stand outside, and the person that owes you money, he's going to bring out something to you. So what's he going to bring out? What's he going to bring out? If he's forced to give you something, he's going to give you the shvachas thing that he has. He'll give you the ziburis. Right? So really, mikradin, a Baal Choyv takes ziburis. Like the Lashon Apostle. The Apostle says you have to let him give you, and he's going to give you ziburis. I'll get back to that right in a second. Umatam amru balchoy bebeinus. So why did Chazal say the balchoy takes beinus? Kedei shal tenol delos b'lufin yilavin. So that we don't discourage people from giving loans. So v'gabe yasmi akum rabban in deraisa. So beseder. So when it comes to the yisoyimim, we're not going to honor that din deraban. We'll go back to the din deraisa. So we'll set up the halacha based on a deraisa, based on the din deraisa. So when you say that a balchov collects from Yisomim from Zibiris, you're basically just saying he's getting his ikar halach. We're not giving him the special din of Shalot Tidol Delos. He's getting the din deraisa. So says Rabbi, how could you compare that to our case? Halach, in our case, when you write to the mouth, I'm going to give you from the Shvach, I'm going to give you from the Idis, as Rashi learns it means from the Idis. So, kevan de dine midiraisa v'idis, since his halach is midiraisa v'idis, when you write a shtar to somebody, you promise him iddis, that becomes a din deraisa. Why is that? Where's the deraisa that you have to pay there?
You said it.
You said it, right? But how do I know after you... Right, so Rashi says, because the land becomes an arif. Okay, you have to see. Tosa gets involved over here about, we spoke about before, the kata, shibude deraisa, shibude derabona. Rashi, I'm not sure if he's trying to bevorn Tosa, you know, but Rashi just says, there's a din of an arif. Shidul v'nase karka zu ariv l'malve. The karka becomes an ariv to the malve. And the ariv is Mishab min HaTorah. He brings a pasuk. Bereishis mem gimel. Who says that? Anochi arvenu? Come on, open. Anochi arvenu. Mi amar al mi? Come on, guys. What? Yehuda says to Yaakov, I will be an ariv to make sure Binyamin comes back. So the Mefarshim point out that the Gemara seems to fall off that the Gemara Bava Basra seems to fall off that pasuk and brings a difference. But I'll call upon him. We learn that it's a din de'araisa, that there's something called an arif. So in Mela, when you promise somebody you can collect from this karka, that karka now becomes an arif. Okay, so in Mela says, Rava, hacha kevim de dinam de'araisa v'idis, afila mi'asni nami v'idis. Maybe you can collect even from the Yisrael. So basically, Rava is slugging up a bias Rava. Again, Marzutra has a din that even if you promise somebody money in a shtar, you promise them to pay from the best stuff from the Idis, if the guy dies, if the loiva dies, the malva can only collect from the Yisoyimim Zibayris. Abayi says, I've arrived from our Mishnah, because you see that a balchov normally gets beninus, gets knocked down by the Yisoyimim to Zibayris. Rava says, if you're comparing apples and oranges, the case of beninus to Zibayris, but a balchov, there, you're not taking away his din deraisa. His din deraisa is Zibayris anyway. You're just giving him the din deraisa. But when you write a shtar to somebody, you're going to give him from your best stuff. That, says Rashi, based on the Arav, has a din of a deraisa. So you're chayv mi deraisa to pay the guy in this. So mechitesi to say that when the lova dies, that the Yisomim only have to pay Zibaris. Mechitesi to undo the din deraisa. That's the tain of Rav. Okay, Gishmaka, or a push to the tain. Now, Stamazoye, for a little bit of a Tanakh shir today, the first thing was Anochi Arav, and the second one is this pasuk, Bachutz Tamod. Ula is bringing Rai from here. That the din to pay a balchov is only zibayris. Now it's funny because this pasuk, what is the pasuk talking about? It's talking about a mashkan, an avod. It's not talking about paying. It's not talking about paying. It's talking about a mashkan. Maybe the din of a mashkan is the zibayris. I don't know the din of paying is the zibayris. So if you take a look at Rashi, the ramaskal ma darko shaloi v'lohoitzi. So if you take a look at Rashi with the that goes for tziyunim. What does the goes for tziyunim do to that Rashi then? They add in a vav. Ma darko shalov lahotzi ulifroa. So I think that's what they want. I'm assuming. They bring from the ksav, yeah. That's what Rashi was trying to say here. That we can learn that from the pasuk. Darko shalov is to be mitzi and to pay. In other words, in this context, we're talking about being mitzi. It's the collateral. But the same thing will be true when he's paying.
The Gemara says ish, and Rashi is to love.
Say it. The ish is the.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think lechor that's we're learning out from the din of an avot that it would also apply to lechor. What she's saying, we learn out from there also to the din of paying.
But avot, the din of avot isn't paying.
Not really.
He didn't pay, so now he pays the avot. So now it is.
No, because the avot is. I mean, okay, we get into Rabbi Yitzchak of Balchov Konamashku, but it's supposed to be just the collateral until he pays. Right? Everybody agrees that he could pay eventually afterwards.
Oh, this is supposed to talk about that, like at night, right?
What? Yeah, you give it back if he needs it. Okay, it says the Gemara Vayter. So that was Rava's first taina. So if I think more, Lerava Vatani Avram Chozah, Doesn't Avram Chozah say the following brisa, which is going to see is going to be a kash when Rabbah said? Open pointed out from his nice, I don't even know where he got it from, but from some Geshmak Azach, that you never find, and the Chida asks his kash in the Shema Gedoilim, you never find the name Avraham in the Tanaim or the Amorai. I saw that they brought over there. The truth is, we don't really find Moshe either. A lot of names there, but it's interesting. Why is Avram Avinu? Well, I mean, Avram Avinu we got, but why is his name not used by any of the Tanaim?
Isn't it?
Avram after. Oh, so another tain is that here it says Avram Chozah and it has without Avraham. So the Stam is an interesting Shaiva that maybe so some wanted to change the Girsa that it shouldn't be Avram, it should be. Remember what it was? It's another name because of that taina. Because the Gemara Bracha says if you call him Avram, call Avraham Avram, you're over in a say and even on a lap.
Everyone's so, on that all the time.
No, when you're reading, in there, that's okay. When you're reading, it's
no,
only,
but every, no, people always say Avram Avina.
Oh, they're just saying it quickly.
That's
not really okay, anyway, so he wants to bring down two stars of why it is that people don't use the name Avram Avinu. Avram. Why do they use his name? Either it could be that the name Abba is in place of Avraham. So therefore, we have Abba all throughout Shas. A lot of Namaroyim, a little bit in the Tanaim, but a lot of Namaroyim, we have Abbas. So that would be like, that's what the name is. Kino, the other chat is, since we have a lot, the Gemara will say an expression, Mori Avram, when it's referring to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mori Avram, how could you, when you're just screaming at somebody, like, how could you say such a ridiculous thing? Mori Avram, your pshat is wrong. Right? So there, we're afraid that since Mori Avram is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if someone had the name Avraham, and then they added Mori, they may be referring to this person, which is really the name of the Shechin, really of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that would be a problem. So that was the theory that was brought there. Okay, did I do justice to that? Not bad, there's two problems. Okay, what? Yeah, I didn't explain Moshe. It was only for Avraham. If I can, you were saying Moshe, we find this kasha. We have an explanation at least for Avraham.
Of course, in Midrashim, we do name our kids Avram back in the day, right? Because, you don't find someone named their kid in Bechanetzer, but you find people named their kid.
Right, yeah. The name was around, but in the Shas, we didn't have it. Okay. So, Bekitzer, now that we had that.
It's very important. Only place in Shas.
The only place in Shas that you'll find this name. Okay. But we still don't have Avraham. But either way, Larava, affected Gemara. So, Rava, you're saying that we don't have a ride from our Mishnah, we'll see even from the Brises, that when there's a din d'oraisa to pay, one thing that we can bump it down through the Yisayim. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? L'Rav, Avotani Avram Chozah, Ein Nifraim Rechsei Yisayim, Elam HaNizibayrus. We have the Din, you can only collect from the Zibayrus. V'afilu Hein Nizakin. Even by Nizakin. Now everybody knows, V'anizakin, Dinam Midaraisa V'Idis. Everybody knows, Nizakin Midaraisa V'Idis. And still, when it comes to the sermon, we knock it down to the Zibayrus. So why are you, Rav, saying that we don't knock down a Deraisa, we only knock down a Derabat, and therefore, you're attacking Abai's Raya to Marzutra because Marzutra was knocked down on Deraisa. What's the problem, Rav? Well, you see over here that we do knock down on Deraisa. Idis by Nizakin is in Deraisa. It gets knocked down to Zibaris, but the son. Tomorrow says, no, that price is not a Raya. Hachav Mayaskina, Kigon Shaisa, Idis, the Nizak is Zibaris to Mazik, Kishmak, Rivi Shmoli, like we saw in the previous Amid. Right? So in the previous Daf, right? So we had that. Now we saw Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Now according to Rabbi Shmuel, what does it happen? What's the din? Rabbi Shmuel, we're going through Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar Midaraisa, but the Nizak Shaminam. The Rabbi Shmuel holds that in a situation where you have the Nizak's Idis is worth the same level as the Mazak Zibairis, Midaraisa, you only have to pay that level, the Nizak's Idis. You don't have to pay the Mazak's Idis. It was the Tikkun Derabbanan. The first way we explained the Mishnah, that it was going to be small, and Tikkun Oil, we make you pay the higher level, which is the Idis of the Mazik. So therefore, Regabi Yasmiak Rabbanan Deraisa. So when it comes to the Asoimim, Chazal said, we're going to go back to the Din Deraisa. So this Bryce, which says you pay only from Zibiris, even when we're talking about Nizakin, that's not saying a general Din, that you don't pay the Nizakin. It could be Nizakin, you have to pay Idis. But when it comes within the Idis, which one to pay? The Idis of Nizak, within the Mazik. So then, by the Yisrael, will make you pay the lower one, which is the Idis of the Nizak. So therefore, again, it's not a Kash Anbab. So in fact, the Gemara will still ask, Ini, Vatani, Rabbi Elazar, Nivta, Rabbi Elazar, Nivta, ask the Kash. Ein Yifraim, Nechassim, Nechse Yisraimim, Ela, Minazi, Boiris, Vafilu, Hein Idis. It says, you can't collect from Nechassim, Yisraim, Ela, Minazi, Boiris, even if they are Idis. So the Gemara assumes over here, Maya filu hein idis. What does it mean, even if they're idis? So here the Gemara assumes that it means what? Lav afagat the chsiv idis b'shtar. We're not talking about a case where it says Idis in the Shtar, like the case that Marzutra is speaking about, that even when you promise the guy Idis, nonetheless, if it comes to the Yisomim, you don't have to pay that. And it'll be Akash and Rava. Lo, my Idis, Shafoy Idis. What does Idis mean? Shafoy Idis. It means that you wrote him Idis in the Shtar, but then the Idis ran away, flew away, jumped away. What does that mean? That's how Rashi learned Shafoy Idis. That means it became uncollectible afterwards, either because the Masikin, as we'll talk about more coming up, people that were the bullies, we'll call them. The bullies came and they took the land away, or the land got ruined. So you promised, it's true, you promised them Idis, but since it got ruined, so now that's no longer available to be collected. Now the way Rashi learns, it's that you promised the guy Idis. Okay, we've spoken about Idis, Beninus, and Ziburis. According to Rashi, you promised the guy, I'm not giving you, you know, A, B, C, I'm not giving you, I'm giving you A+. Then all his A+ stuff got ruined, and now he has A, B, and C. So now you promise the guy you're going to give him A+. So midi raisa you have to give him A+, but you don't have A+ anymore. So what are you supposed to give him? So the Gemara says, "Kidei Rava, Damar Rava, his exiburis govim mina idis." If you were mazik exiburis, you have to pay for the guy. You have to pay idis, right? Because that's the din. The mazik pays idis. So even though you were only mazik exiburis, so you have to pay idis. But shafoi idis govim mina beirinis. But if it was shafoi idis, so then you're govim mina beirinis. Okay, and that's what Rashi says. Government minister also lay dine. Right? If you were mazik idis stuff that then went away, you can't. It's not collectible anymore because you can't. That stuff got ruined. So now the nizak can't collect from you. You're a mazik. If you were mazik, shafoi idis government minister. The pshat is if you had idis that was now becomes uncollectible. The nizak can't take it away from you. So then the din is you only have to pay penitence. Now, interesting. This last line Rashi points out is
levels?
What?
Why go down two levels?
So that's what Rashi says. Really, if I cared, really should have gone down three levels. Okay, right. That the pshat is
can't do what you were promised. So just go down to the normal.
So the din is you go back to this verse. If they tikkun olam, you would go up to penitence. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Only tikkun olam, they bump you back up. Okay, so the Gemara now finishes off. Now it's very important to put a big comma here. The Gavi Yasmi is not a continuation. I don't know if you guys caught what Rashi is saying over there. Rashi, the Ramaskil, the Gavi Yasmi Okmua is not a continuation of Rava's statement. Rava made a statement. If you're Mazik Ziboris, you have to pay Idis. But if there's Shafoi Idis, if your Idis gets ruined, so then the Nizak can only collect from Beninus. That's the end of Rava's statement. So really, you should have to pay Beninus. So now back to our case. So you should have to pay Beninus in this Braisa. When the Braisa talks about Rabbi Lazar Nitvo, that you're chayv to pay Ziburis, why are you not chayv to pay Beinus? The Gemara says, V'gabi yasmi akmu rabot, not deoraisa. By the assignment, we go back to the din deoraisa. So again, this last Braisa seemed to have been a kasha on Rava, because the Lazar Nitvo says that even when we're talking about Idis, afilo in Idis, that means, even if there's Idis over there, you're not chayv to pay. And we thought that meant that the case is that mamish, the case we spoke about in Marzutra's case, that you actually wrote a shtar that says I'm chayiv to pay the idis, and then it's a ride to pay the idis. No, we're talking about a case where you're talking machayiv something, but that now becomes uncollectible, and therefore you have to go down. But enechanami, if it would be the original case of Marzutra, then it could be like Rava saying that maybe Marzutra is wrong. That really, if you wrote them, I'm paying you, I'm chayiv idis. And you have that, it is chayv to pay it. Yeah.
Haven't we been going since the previous amud that it's all about the shah of the hezek is when you shamina. That's when you assess, right? At the moment of the damage, you assess, and then whether it's in the mazik or the nizak, it's a whole machlokes. But it's in the moment of the hezek. So if the guy promised originally idis.
Beautiful. Okay, you're just machabin to the achronim all f. I mentioned. I'll tell you what I mentioned. It was like this. I said Rav Kiveger stelza chakira. He says if you go like Rabbi Yishmael, with the nizak shaminan, so it's pashut that has to do with the time of the hezek, right? Because you can't. Because if it's based on the time of the payment, the nizak will just go and get really good fields, and then you'll have to pay him higher stuff. That's pashut. If you go like Rabbi Yishmael, with the nizak shaminan, it's based on the time of the damage. We said Kiveger was masupak lefir be akiva that you're paying based on the mazik. How would you pay? Would you pay it based on the time of chiyuv or based on the time of payment? So they point out that lechayra That's the machlekes here between Rashi and the other Rishonim. Rashi was saying over here, Shafai Idis, and then it went down, right? So how's Rashi learning? Rashi's learning was the time of the original, of the, no, it was the time of the payment. And at the time of the payment, right, you don't have it, right? So now, the Mela, you're chayiv to pay, does that work? So the Mela, you're chayiv to pay, now that you can't pay the Shafai Idis, you have to pay the lower level. Unless I'm mixing it up.
Then you would have to pay the Shafai Yidus.
Again, the few Rashi, the Shafai, you machai yourself, Shafai Yidus.
Yes.
Right? The now the Chiv to pay, right, so if the Chiv to pay, oh yeah, if the Chiv to pay is starting right now, yeah, if the Chiv to pay is starting when, if the Chiv to give Shafai Yidus is at the time of payment, right? So now, I have a Chiv to pay Shafai Yidus, and I don't have it.
So you just give the best thing you have
so,
now.
So then we use it. It's not the best thing, you end up giving the lowest, and you bump it up. But if you learn that the chiyuv is to pay based on what you had at the time of the chiyuv, when you first mechayev yourself, you did have shafayidus. I think it comes at the other way. I think I'm mixing it up. The Rashi comes at the opposite. I'm prepared for your question. But Lamai said, they asked the Kasher of Kibager, and he maybe comes at the other way. The Rashi, If you do it based on the time of payment, right? So then figure out what it is he has to pay. So the fact that Rashi says that he's putter is a right that you do it by the original time of the chiv. The original time of the chiv was shafay idis. You had the idis, right? Okay, so you're chayv the idis. You can't pay it. So immediately you go down to the zibars. The other Rishonim seem to who argue on Rashi, they listen to the shafay idis. It can't be because they say lemaisa the guy is idis now. So it sounds like they're learning that the chiyuv to pay is based on the time of payment. At the time of payment, see what he has. So the male, they ask him, Rukivegar, why didn't he just bring a right from this Rashi? One side of Rashi, the other Rishon. Maestro, the other Rishon have a totally from Pshat Tais over here, and the other Rishon have learned Shafai. This means something completely different, but it's a big issue here. Okay, I want to do more, Mr. Shem, we'll pick up tomorrow.